publisher of the Paltz Sports Newsletter, and he's in town again covering the NBA Finals. It's Ribby Paltz. Hi, Ribby.
Hey there, Miller Man.
What's going on?
How's it hanging there, Scrotum Georgie?
That's not an official nickname.
Yeah, I'm covering the NBA like no other. I'm bringing you all the scoop and all the strong good. I was at the game last night, coming in for the ticket in the Paltz Newsletter, of course.
Of course.
And I have to say, I was glad that LeBron had a horrible night.
Really?
Yes, LeBron had a bad night because of me.
Why?
Well, you see, I hate that young man. I mean, he had the list of things that I dislike about him. It's very long, and I will tell the Maverick fan this, is that I personally saw LeBron inject Dirk Nowitzki with bird flu.
It's quite an accusation.
That tells you how bad this man is. Anyway, since I hate him so much, I decided to take my talents to his mama's bedroom.
Oh, gosh.
You follow the long line of people?
That's right. I was determined to do to her what LeBron's been doing to opposing teams for the past few years.
What's that?
Just like any good small forward, I decided to take it to the hole, gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh.
So I tried my best to give LeBron a little baby brother.
Oh, gross.
Got with his mammy.
All right. This is just wrong to talk about someone's mom like this.
So are you saying your presence flustered LeBron?
I think so, because I really wanted her LeBron grower to be gifted with my own personal baby. Of course, when I got those drawers off, I found a tattoo that said Delonte was here.
Oh, man.
But I got to tell you, boys, that woman is a real treat in bed.
Really?
Very active. Oh, my goodness. She beats you up, even. She reaches the peak of her enjoyment, and then she belts you one across the jaw.
Oh, my gosh.
She threw me through a china cabinet and body slammed me through a glass coffee table. It was great, though. Lots of heavy panting and blood.
I'm sorry?
Blood?
Ribby?
You still there?
What's up, gentlemen?
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, tell us about the game. How about the game?
Well, that's what I'm getting at, because LeBron knew all this stuff about me. So he saw me there, and he was disturbed. Especially when I did the V fingers on my face and wiggled my tongue at him.
Oh, gosh. That's disgusting.
Also, I found out some very exclusive information, gentlemen.
What's that?
Another one of LeBron's teammates has slept with his mama.
Another one?
Uh-huh. And that teammate is the Ribby Paltz favorite, Mario Chalmers.
I seriously doubt that.
By the way, I've also loved on Chalmers' mama.
Yeah, we do remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You've always had a thing for pro athletes' mamas. I remember, weren't you involved with Peyton and Eli's mom?
That's right. That's right. I wanted to get in on that. That gravy train. Hey, Giorgio.
Yeah.
Do you love Mario Chalmers?
Oh, he's a decent player. I don't know if I love
him. And his mama.
I don't know if I love him.
I've also got some other breaking news, gentlemen.
Okay.
I have been asked to sing the national anthem for game number 5.
Oh,
whatever.
Right.
They wanted to go with people who they know are like real divas, so Kelly Clarkson, me.
Yeah, we don't believe this, by the way.
Oh, I've been warming up. I've been practicing. I'm ready for this.
Uh-huh. Well,
are you going to give us a little shot of it?
Oh, you want me to sing that old sports song that was written so long ago by Francis Scott Key?
Sure.
All right. Kind of goes like this. Oh, say can you see
high.
The dawn's early light. What's so proud? Yeah. At the twilight's last
gleaming,
who's got some bright stripes and broad stripes?
I think you're messing it up.
See, See that? Got lots of runs in it?
Yeah, it's very Whitney Houston-esque.
You just want to go a little more basic.
Speaking of lots of runs, I got to go change my underwear, gentlemen.
Okay. There he goes.
That's a great report from last night's game from Ribby Paltz, our sports expert. 8:46 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Dirk getting so much of the attention as he plays with a fever, but how about the supporting cast? We'll talk about them next.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket presents Summer Bash. This Friday at Sneaky Pete's on Lake Louisville.
I like summer fashion. I cannot lie.